opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is a Friday. It is May the 5th, 2017, and looking forward to having a live show with you today. And I want to just thank you all for being a part of Tando Radio Show. You make it all worthwhile. Looking forward to developing and continue to grow with you all. So with that being said, everyone, one of the ways and only way that we're going to be able to do that if we continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that easily by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And that will be the homepage for this network. And on the homepage, you'll see a place where you can make your financial donations, give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to grow. And you'll see the donation prompt that's there in green, the holding hands. Be a part of that effort, please. Give whatever it is that you can. All donations are greatly appreciated. And this is how we'll be able to maintain our overall direction and support something that you definitely know is worth your while. So you can do that there. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established BTR Community, a social media network that where you can go and engage in all of your social media activities. You don't have to be on Facebook. Yes, it's extremely popular. There's a reason why it's extremely popular. Many things were extremely popular to our own demise. So come on over to BTR Community, where your identity will never be sold, nor will you be adversely affected because you're there. Many may not realize how they've been adversely affected by Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter because other people are able to see everything that you're doing. So come on over to BTR Community, which is only $24 a year. All you have to do is hit www.btrcommunity.com, or you can activate it also through the website of a homepage for the website for Black Talk Radio Network. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can reach out to us at Prosperity Mint, and very easily you can go to www.prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com, and there you can see what's in inventory, and you can save as a lady and a gentleman, you can save as a king and a queen, and you don't have to save as a slave, because the wage of a king and a queen is gold, a lady and a gentleman is silver, the wage of a slave is debt, and that's what they pay you and I and so many other people, but we don't have to save that way. So go to Prosperity Mint and engage in acquiring and saving in real money. You could also mint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. If you have any questions or concerns, and please do that if you've never engaged. Well, before you make any purchases from the website, you definitely want to do that or contact. You can text me at 951-790-8330. Do not do that without do not purchase online without first calling or contacting Prosperity Mint or me, because it's very, very important. So we can go over, make sure that you understand it. I don't want you to purchase, want you to purchase correctly. Okay? And just explain some things. So check out Prosperity Mint. So with that being said, we're going to jump right into, let me see, make sure I didn't forget something. I know it's something that I needed to remember. It was a crazy busy day. Brother Braggs, I missed your call today. Crazy, crazy busy day. It was something else that I forgot to do. What was it? Oh, Wednesday. Next Wednesday will be the Precious Metals and the Preparedness class. So if you would like to engage in that for $40 a month, just reach out to us. Text me at 951-790-8330 for that. Or you could also info@prosperitymint.com. info@prosperitymint.com. So definitely that's what you should be doing, and we can get you squared away, and we're going to start the overall precious metals classes and preparedness classes. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. Today's show on Tando Radio Show is going to be part two, the spreading U.S. economic drought and famine. That is today's show. We'd love to hear from you. Anytime you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Sorry about that. 9025 and hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely will bring you up. A dialogue is much more important than a monologue, everyone. Okay, so first article. My man Roz posted this one from Organic Authority. U.S. earmarks $3 million to promote GMOs. Check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from Reuters. Canada studies ban on U.S. coal exports from Pacific ports. Now, what does this mean? Well, let me go back to the last article. Let me read this real quick. Raj has this here. $3 million, this was the one that Raj had posted from Organic Authority. $3 million of the recent bipartisan agreement to avert a government shutdown through September has been earmarked for a checkoff-like promotion of genetic modified organisms in a partnership between the FDA and the USDA. Check out that article. Man, these people are crazy. But we know that. Check out that article. Next article from Reuters. Canada is considering a request to ban shipments of U.S. thermal coal through ports in the Pacific province of British Columbia. The Prime Minister, Trudeau, said on Friday, escalating a trade dispute with Washington, revealed the news in a letter to British Columbia's Premier Christine Clark, who asked him last month for the ban in response to fresh U.S. and I can't see the rest of the world that words that's there, but look at what has happened now. This is the overall famine that's coming, ladies and gentlemen. U.S. is going to engage in a trade war with Mexico and with Canada. War of the world, ladies and gentlemen, all getting into place. And it all starts economically, then it goes into trade, then it goes into shooting. So that's where this is going to definitely be going. Next article. This is Raj posted this one from CNET.com. AI is even invading our sleep. Can a smartphone pillow improve your sleep? No. Man, this is ridiculous. All right. Everything you need to know about mood, sunrise include impressions and analysis, photos, videos, release dates, price, specs, and predictions from CNET. And this is a new pillow that they're going to so-called say that's going to improve your sleep as an artificially intelligent. Man, great article, Roz. Must be crazy. Wow. Nuts. Okay, next article. This one comes from the New York Times. EU leaders says in English that English is waning. Mr. Junker.
Hi, this is Maureen Moreland Morrison here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings.
in Florence.
Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron.
American way of doing things, the Western ideology, the Western conquer, the Western colonization, the Western dominance, the Western dollar hegemony. The whole world is moving away from that rapidly, and that is going to cause some major problems for everyone here. Next article, Raj posts this from Times.com. ISIS tells followers it's easy to get firearms from the U.S. gun shows. Check out that. And it says, Raj said they are orchestrating U.S.-based terrorist attacks orchestrated by the U.S. government, especially when I see headlines like this. So true. So check out that article in 1 second. I think I'm going to lose this. 1 second. Scotty, hold it down for me. 1 second. Sorry about that, everyone. So check out that article, and this is another attempt, and I think that there will be a push for more regulations in the future as far as being able to protect yourselves by firearms. So check out that. Make sure hopefully you all have, for those of you that needed to do that, have acquired the necessary protection that you're going to need, and so that this won't adversely affect you. So check out this article, and this was from the Times. So just waiting on my computer. Y'all know how my computer is always acting up with this internet. All right, next article. Raj posts this one from Mike. Self-driving cars may mean 2 million fewer cars on the road by 2030. You're right. So check out that one. It says self-driven cars are a viable reality in the not-so-distant future. In order to dramatically alter transportation, automated vehicles need to be embraced by consumers and businesses, but that shouldn't be a problem, according to the optimistic new reports by the independent research group, RethinkX. You're right. So I pass. Next article, Raj posted this one from CNET as well. Landline users have no idea how to party. Check out that one. Check out that article. Next article comes from Mail Online. I posted this one. Apple steps up its efforts to emphasize its economic impact. Funds were announced Wednesday though it's not clear how it will be distributed. Apple also revealed it directly employs about 80,000 people directly in the U.S. They are in all 50 states, and more than half are based outside of the Silicon Valley. Its intentions are to help Apple with criticism of Chinese factories. Basically, Apple is making the article really didn't say Apple is actually putting $1 billion into bringing jobs to the U.S. And let me tell you why, because they're not going to pay you anything. This is the buzzword. It's going to be jobs. But guess what? The slave plantation was a job as well. That's what they're going to be bringing back, because they're leaving China with their infamous Foxconn plant, where they imprisoned people there to work and didn't pay them anything at all. Violation of all forms of human rights. What do you think? Why did they do that? Why were they doing that for so long, and why are they still doing it at Foxconn? Because it's profitable. So you mean all of a sudden they're going to bring these jobs back to the U.S. and they're going to take a loss on them because they like you? Because they love you? Because it's the great American thing to do? Because it's a patriotic do? Make America great again? Man, you got to look at what made America the greatest purveyor of violence in the position that it was able to become economically, was because it had been stealing not only from the people that it called its citizens or from the slaves that were here, but it actually subjugated and enslaved the world monetarily, economically. So be ready. Very, very important. Check out that article. Next article. I got this one from Press TV. Syrian safe zone closed to U.S.-led jet, says Russia. Russia says the de-escalation zone agreed to be formed in four conflict zones across Syria will be closed for warplanes of the United States and its coalition allies in terms of their actions in the de-escalation zone. Then from this moment, those zones are closed for their flight. They got a no-fly zone for U.S. Planes in Syria. The Kremlin's envoy to peace talks in Kazakhstan was quoted as saying by Interflex news agency, there is a no-fly zone in Syria for U.S. military planes. This is going to be interesting. Next article comes from oilprice.com. Soaring power struggle could destabilize the entire Middle East. Political instability in Saudi Arabia is growing as the king begins to overhaul the Saudi government, putting a long list of family members in position of influence while increasing the power of his son, the Deputy Crown Prince. Check out that article. It has a lot to do with everything.
Dave.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I want to take you back to that other article because I think it's very important, especially for those who have family members in the United States military that may be deployed to Syria. As we was talking before we came on air about, there are U.S. troops on the ground in Syria unless they've been pulled out and that ain't been made public. But you cannot conduct safe military operations, ground operations, without air cover. So that's very, very significant. And I don't know if Trump agreed to this when he was in there, on a reported phone call between him and Putin. Also, in the article, when they say the agreed parties, who are they talking about in the safe zones, the agreed upon? Right. Are they talking about between the Syrian government and the so-called opposition groups agreed to this as well? So this really puts the United States in a precarious position, and I'm actually quite, pleased if that was to go into effect, because it has been, in fact, the United States who has been destabilizing that country for its oil, for its geographical location with those pipelines, being able to go transfer energy to Europe. So, and then Hillary Clinton's emails that show, she wanted to do it for destabilize it because it would make Israel stronger, the power in the region and what have you. So there's many reasons for the United States. And remember, in the 2000s, George W. Bush did name them as part of his so-called axis of evil. So that's going back how far USA Inc. has had designs on Syria. They didn't just jump up and all of a sudden, make this decision. This is what Washington think tanks think about. All how are we going to wage war in the world to steal their resources? So I just think that's a very, very important story. I haven't seen it being mentioned in any of the Western media yet. Maybe they'll catch up.
Yeah, when something gets shot down. And Scotty's absolutely right. Remember when the former general, and I think he was a celebrity figurehead presidential, was running, Wesley Clark, said that he was told that there were certain countries in the Middle East, it was nine countries in the Middle East that they wanted to wage war in within 12 years. And that Syria was one of those countries. And Scotty is absolutely right. There can be no military operations in any meaningful way without air support. You can't replenish supplies. You're limited in how far you can go. everything. This really is what this really does is it forces the U.S. out. It really forces the U.S. out of Syria. And as Scotty said, that there's been U.S. troops that's been there for a little while now, and they're not leaving. They're not leaving. This is going to be what I think that at the appropriate time, this could be a trigger by way of something being challenged, something being shot down, something on either side because of the no-fly zone. No-fly zone means that you're going to be challenged to either leave or be forced down by fire. So this is no joke. So, and this is, Scotty is absolutely right. Who are the parties that agreed? I think the parties that agreed were actually Iran, Russia, Syria. I wouldn't be surprised if it was the Chinese agreed to it. And I wouldn't be surprised, here goes the kicker, Turkey agreed to it. So many things, so many variables in this whole thing, but it is overall the overall move towards the purge and the World War III scenario that's going to lead to global GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. So definitely check this article out, and we're going to highlight and feature that at a later date. Very, very, very important article. Huge, huge. It has major ramifications. It's going to get us is going to actually put, hate to say get us, it's not going to get me or you, but it's going to force the U.S. into military confrontation. And there's going to be a military confrontation that they won't win, in my opinion, is a done deal. So let's stay tuned and watch this stuff on all fronts. This overall global nuclear war one is sizing all up. Next article, I got this one from Twitter. Very, very important. And it talked about Capital Group. And it says, it was a tweet, with the collapse of home, Capital Group focusing the world's attention on the Canadian real estate market, nowhere is the subprime debt bubble more likely to go off than Toronto, which, as recently noted, has gone nuts. Even Bank of Canada, who declined to comment on questions about Home Capital Group and where he worries about whether he worries about contagion, meaning it's spreading to other things. It already has spreading to other things. Let me give you a real quick basis. Who is Home Capital Group? Home Capital Group is the largest non-bank lender in Canada, and they are done. Economically done. They had to be had emergency bailout. It won't be enough, and this is going to now start to drag down the rest of the real estate market in Canada, which will drag down the real estate market in the United States and the banks and all of the investment banking that goes along with it. This is why celebrity figurehead Donald Trump said he wanted to break up the big banks, because all of the big banks are not banks anymore. They're investment banks. They are investing in their things that are blowing up now, and it's purposely done. So it just shows Toronto's housing prices and sales, and look at them, just have plummeted as of recently. And this, ladies and gentlemen, you don't just recover from stuff like this. This is going to be a major, major problem. Check out that article. Next article, which is going to be a part of today's show, very, very important, is this article about, and it didn't really, let me pull it up, hopefully it won't, why the retail crisis could be coming to American grocery stores. Very, very important, and we need to definitely talk about that, and that's what we're going to do today on Tando Radio Show. So at any point, at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. That's today's show. We need to look at this drought and this famine that's coming across. I am not on the board, so I can't see the board. If you have a question or comment that you would like to express, definitely just unmute yourself and say, excuse me, I'll hear you and I will get to the board, and we can definitely talk about it. Very, very important. So we're going to jump into today's show. So, whoo-wee, man, let's see what we got going on here. So let's jump into today's show. All right, so but let me just set the premise. I want to have part two from yesterday's show. And I think it's very, very important because this is immensely important. What we're going to do today, we're going to listen to a couple of videos from some financial individuals and some financial commentary about what's going on so that you can have a better understanding. And then we need to really talk about so that you can see what's really going on by what they're not covering in today's world so that you will be caught off guard. Now, there's an article, and it says why the retail crisis could be coming to American grocery stores. So I'm letting this thing load up, and when it comes up, I want you to hear this this commentary on the retail, and we need to take a look at it because, ladies and gentlemen, what are they telling you? They're telling you there is going to be even less availability of food. Is going to be extremely expensive and is going to be is not going to be as available. When you have less competition, what happens to the overall price of the of food? It skyrockets. Less competition, no sales, no coupons, no deal. You buy full price. This is going to, man, this is major. And we definitely have to take a look at this. And so what I want to do is see if I can get this to load up so we could play it. Maybe I need to.
Dave, while you doing that, let's talk about that article. When I first saw the headline, and that's one of the stories you was going to share, at first I was thinking, my mind first went to our communities, not all of our communities, but yes, in our impoverished communities, they already have a lack of grocery stores. They're called food deserts.
Yes.
Okay, so they've been dealing with this for quite some time. So just to give people an idea of what they're talking about could spread to where huge parts of the United States could become food deserts. But as I posted in the chat, I think Walmart will benefit from both the closing of these grocery stores and retail stores because we've been hearing a lot about them closing their doors too. And why do I say Walmart will benefit? Because they are a global company, first of all. Then they are positioned perfectly because they have a strong online sales. You know, because that's one of the reasons why retail box stores are closing is because everybody's buying online. That's where, you know, they're just ordering online. So it could turn out that Walmart will be the only game in town giving them a chance to gouge the market. And not just food, but other retail items.
Exactly.
And as abolitionists know, and we told them, Walmart utilizes prison slave labor too in their business practices. So we're not talking about an ethical company.
No, and Scotty is absolutely right. That's exactly what this is going to be. New York City is a food desert, and it's going to be even more difficult for New York City. And it's just major, as Scotty talked about, in our community. Our community has always been adversely affected by this, and this stuff is only going to grow. And now, that means that the availability will be much more difficult, and the overall pricing of them will go up because of that. Now you're going to have to travel further and pay more. This is the perfect scenario for the collapse. One of the things that history is going to look back on is going to look back on technology really being the enslavement device that the system really used to its benefit. So I want to play this. Here we go.
We know it's a mess. Just how much of a mess. Not as big as the mess as the media says. So I'd say in retail, there's a lot of fake news since that is really happening. I walked down Worcester Street in Soho the other day.
Yeah.
It's empty storefront after empty storefront after empty storefront after empty storefront. Ralph Lauren is pulling up 6th and 5th Avenue. Broadway's empty. So, and that's not a mall. So Estee Lauder will open 600 freestanding stores this year. And we've opened
about, on the board.
I'm on the board for almost 15 years. I think, and we own 24 malls, so sales are kind of flat. What's happened is that companies, there's going to be a lot of store closings. A lot of the retailers don't know how to behave in this environment, and they're panicking. Many of them are closing 150 of 800 stores. Then they have to cut corporate overhead just as fast, so otherwise they're out of balance. If they don't get the corporate cuts right, then they're in a death spiral. Right? Because it's like running a train. If you have 80 cars on it or 180 cars, it's much more efficient to run a 180 car train. So this slow death of cutting stores doesn't always work unless they cut corporate. That's much harder to do. So, and it's a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy. I think the banks are getting nervous about some of the flimsier retailers. And we'll see if investors are nervous. That's really the question that's still out there. And, I don't think it's hard to finish. Great real estate is going to do great. And what's happened in New York, in Worcester, and Ralph Lauren, the rents got too high. And the companies don't use, like, Fifth Avenue was always marketing for companies, right? It wasn't really
not a money maker.
It wasn't out there. And they're saying, I need some of that money to go towards my digital strategy. So they're saying, I don't need that store right now. And rents in New York, don't forget, I think they went up fourfold. They went up so far, so fast. And a lot of the foreign guys like Uniqlo came into the market and said, I have to have a store on Fifth Avenue. And then some of the domestic guys said I had to follow them, like Ralph. And then he said, this is stupid. I don't need to do this anymore.
So if retail isn't that bad, what's the adjective that you'd use to describe it?
No, retail is challenged. I mean, Amazon is kind of like Airbnb to the hotel industry. It's raised the game, right? You have to have a great experience. I just talking to somebody. I did a panel here at Milken yesterday with Rick Caruso was on my panel. He owns the Pacific Grove. They do $2,200 a foot, which has got to be the best mall in the United States. And it's all about entertainment. One of my employees said to me, I have to go there yesterday over the weekend, drive an hour to get there. I'm like, why? Because they have the only American place doll thing, and they have to make a doll together. So you have to, as a retailer, make your store a must-go-to destination, and it can work symbiotically with your online presence, but a lot of these guys aren't doing it that way. And I watch them, and they're lost. I see the tenants in my malls that they get it, and the ones that are confused as can be. I walked into a company like Lululemon. We'll talk about Lululemon. They're public, right? The sales rack is online. The sales rack needs to go back in the store, right? I walked into another major shoe retailer. I tried to buy my size. They don't have it, right? They're causing their own death in physical retail. And they'd actually, there's a new store for this company. They had just opened it and they don't have stock. So you have to figure this out. They will. They'll survive. We have, I think, 300 or 400 million square feet of retail. You're going to lose 100 million of it. We're over-retailed, and this is going to consolidate, and the stuff that's left will be better, stronger. In Dallas, we own a mall. There's two malls closing, but the three that stay open will be better.
So 5 years from now, retail will be healthier than it is today?
The retail will rebalance. It will be, yes. I think
it's just smaller, but healthier.
Smaller, but healthier. So and then our malls, in Dallas and Willow Bend, we're going to add an Equinox. We're going to add a Crayola Crayon Children's Experience. We're adding a movie theater. We have 7 restaurants, and we had 30 guys who wanted to do it. So you just have to change the mall, and the mall's not dead. That is not dying. And I think the large CVS, is a $200 billion market cap. It's not dying. I think if you're an also-ran, you're dying. If you stand for nothing, you're dying.
So sorry about the interruptions, but that's just how my that's just how we you know my internet does here. But let me just tell you this, in my opinion,
Dave, if you want
to these people, yeah, guys,
yeah, post your videos in your thread on BTR Community, and I'll play them.
Okay, cool. I sure will. Very, very important. If you listen to these people, they're going to lead you to their profitability and their sustainability, not yours. And this is major. But the major part about this is that this has much to do about the drought that we're currently in, that's breeding the famine that will be taking over the land very shortly. Now, here's the article. It says why the retailers why retail crisis could be coming to American grocery stores. These five forces are going to shake up the U.S. supermarket. These five forces. And move this down. And here's what the article says. America's grocery stores has so far been mostly immune to the ravages of online shopping and the all-around apocalypse outlook facing the nation retailers. But a war is coming to the supermarket that could mean more consolidation, bankruptcies, and falling prices. You're right. As an invasion is getting underway, a German retailer known for low prices and effective operations is expected to start an aggressive U.S. expansion in the coming weeks that can open up as many as 100 new stores across the East Coast by the summer of 2018. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is very, very true. This is one of the ways when you go bankrupt as a sovereign nation, your overall resources you lose. This is how you start losing. You go into receivership because other nations will come in and control your infrastructure. This is what the U.S. has been doing to so many other nations, and this German company is definitely doing that without a doubt. Article goes on. The company, which runs about 10,000 stores in Europe, has also set its sights on Texas, one of the most competitive grocery store markets in the U.S. Analysts expect Lindy to expand to nearly $90 billion in sales by 2030. Let me move this down. The Lone Star leads. Texas adds more grocery stores per square footage in 2016, with California next. The last thing U.S. grocery stores is more cutthroat competition. At the ranks of U.S. grocery stores having swelled, food has become a way for struggling brick and mortar retailers such as a dollar store and pharmaceuticals to compete for consumers. Even though the groceries have been somewhat insulated from online pressures, Amazon.com remains dedicated to cracking the code, finally on fresh food. Now, I want to stop this for a minute. See, we always think that technology is always the best thing for us. And that's what the system wants us to think, because what it does is it actually gives you some beneficial things that you can physically see. But what we have to do is we have to spiritually discern, what is this going to do? What is the intention here? Why would I believe this, that's all of a sudden become the big craze and everything else? Who put this out, and what is their agenda? A question is more important than an answer. Now, the stores, as you already know, many of us with the self-checkout and all these other things, you knew what it meant. It means people were going to lose jobs, but we didn't care. It was convenient. Sometimes we have to realize something, that people are more important than comfortability. Sometimes we have to work hard and not be comfortable in order for us to continue and to maintain some form of sovereignty. This is one of the temptations that destroy us as nations. So, very, very important, because this all has great spinoff.
Hey, Dave.
Goes on, article goes on. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
One thing that was wrong in there that I felt like they were miscalculating or they didn't consider, they said that dollar stores will be able, it's like it's going to open up a market for them. But one of the largest dollar store chains in North Carolina just recently shut its doors, went into bankruptcy. I think it was absorbed by a larger company, but that still resulted in doors being closed. So I don't think that dollar store, I know dollar stores aren't immune. So I think that part of the analysis they gave was wrong. It may be that case in some areas, but because that's where people go, where you do have food deserts. If they have a dollar store, that's where they go to get, you know, all that, buy that food that's not good for them. You know, they're not getting fresh vegetables. They're getting a lot of sodium, in the products. I mean, anybody that's been in a dollar store, you know you're not getting healthy food. You're getting a lot of processed foods. On the technology piece, technology is always something that the human race going to have to contend with, man. That's just the way it is, you know. I feel like what was said about those stores who had positioned themselves to have an online presence already, backing up what I said about Walmart, you know, will be able to survive. Those who didn't prepare for the coming technological change, who did not foresee how technology was going to affect their lives and then position themselves, because there are just things you cannot stop, but you have to be prepared. You know, that's part of preparedness. Those business owners failed to prepare a plan for the future with the rise of technology and the use of online, you know, people going online to shop now. So also there could be an opportunity there. Look, if it's food deserts popping up everywhere, there's an opportunity for farmer markets, right? In growing food.
Exactly.
That's all, Dave.
That's exactly, Scott. But go ahead, Scott. I didn't want to cut you off.
No, that's all I was saying. Right. Even though we're stating the problems, there are solutions to these problems. And to, like you always say, you know, there's an opportunity also.
Yep. So true. Oh, no. So true. And that's exactly one of the things I wanted to get to, was that we got to talk about and see these things. And the major problem is that we rely too much on the system. And this is where the system now all of a sudden starts to take away what it is that you will need. And then what happens? You go without. And that is the problem. Now, I'm having a problem with my – okay, there it is. With my internet. Got it. Scotty, the next video I'm a play is going to be right there. I posted inside of Tando.
I'm getting there now,
just
Dave.
Because I want to get back to this.
Yeah, I'm gonna get there
and
now.
This is very, very important. What Scotty was talking about, what we're talking about now, because of this. Here's the thing that matters here. See, we allow the system to dictate everything that we do, and that always puts us at a position of disadvantage. We have got to start. The opportunity that's going to come from this is that if you have the proper seeds and the proper land and everything else, you could be a local grower that you can compete with. But remember now, that is going to have some of his own challenges as well. But still, you have to create your own solutions. Very, very important. I want to get back to this article. We're going to get back to what it was, because this is so, so important. This has everything to do with the drought and the famine that is going to be upon the nation if we do nothing about it. It goes on to say, it's an intimidating time for a lot of these retailers. See, they're giving you all the excuses for your collapse is really what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. They're giving you the excuse that the that this company and that company went out of business because, you know, they didn't prepare, which was true. But see, the overall system itself gave that appearance that that was it. But it's something so much more as well. Where did some of these mainstream social media outlets come from? Black Talk Radio Network is organic. Black Talk BTR community is organic. Is that thing that's so popular, known as FedBook, is that organic? Just because they put a CEO, a celebrity figurehead CEO in front of you, but do you know who really created that? See, that's the part that matters, because in that overall creation comes the reason why it was created. What are the methods and what is the objective of these methods is what really matters. So very critical, because what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is that they are, and you've already seen it driving around where you live. No matter if where you are in this country, you've driven around this country and you've seen everything is going out of business. Close, 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 close. But let's get back to this. Here we go. An analyst at Bloomberg's Intelligence, we're poised to see a lot of more changes in the next couple of years. These are the five forces that are going to shake up the landscape of American grocery stores. Groceries. Now, let me tell you something. They told you everything right here. These are the five forces that are going to shake up your ability to get food. Your dinner table, your refrigerator, your livelihood. It will look as though there were It will look as though there was safety selling foods. And it goes on, the article goes on to say, these are tough times for the U.S. retail industry, with stores closing at a record pace so far in 2017. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about this already. 2017 is only in the fifth month, and its pace of store closings surpassed all of 2008 in that great, in the so-called Great Recession. Because what is coming about, ladies and gentlemen, is the great wealth transfer. It is no secret why Amazon is gobbling up more and more sales of clothing, electronics, and other items that once drew shoppers to department stores and malls. The grocery business has been a safe haven in recent years. Only about 1% of the roughly $1.5 trillion industry has moved online. That made supermarkets an attractive real estate tenant in areas where other shopping has moved from malls to the living room couch. The reliability of food sales has also drawn more and more stores into the market for preparedness foods, snacks, and other traditional grocery items are as reliable drivers of retail stores. After all, we have to eat and to get more garbage bags. Now, let me just say this real quick here. Significant thing that was said here was when they said, here it is, that supermarkets, that made supermarkets an attractive real estate tenant in an era when other shopping has moved from malls to the living room couch. The living room couch. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? Here was a part of the agenda. They wanted to make things so convenient and so easy and so comfortable for us that you didn't even realize that you were being submerged into a bottomless pit that you would be drowning in, or the general population would be drowning in. Because once they remove all of these things, then what happens? If all of these stores close and everything is limited in what you can do, what happens if they just decide to close that store right away? What are you left with? Nothing. The only thing that you're left with is begging them to what? Resupply you. This is an asymmetrical economic tactic of war. But we don't see it as that. We just see it as, oh, they went out of business, the economy is bad. No, it's much more than that. Because we are not running to build our own sustainability in the absence of what used to be available to us in the past. That puts us in a position of disadvantage, and that puts the overall system in a position of advantage. It's just like getting rid of cash and making everything digital. Very easy to cut everything off, you off, in a digital world. There is no black market in a digital world. Very difficult to engage in the black market in a digital world with when it comes to currency, that is. You can engage, it can force a black market, and it will force a black market because people will be bartering more, which is very, very, is probably in our best interest so that we'll start to see what we should be doing. But the system knows that. So the system is going to try to prevent that as much as it possibly can. That's why they unwind it in the way that is beneficial to them so that their objectives will be met. All of these stores closing should be a wake-up call that you're not going to be able to acquire some of the goods that you need at a moment's notice. You'll have to ask for it. You'll have to hit submit. You'll have to wait for that. It's for it to be shipped.
Don't
very
ask,
big problem. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Don't ask the U.S. government, because if Paul Ryan have his way, they about to cut $500 billion in the social safety net. So,
yes.
I mean, there are so many issues involved here. Like you talked about, the loss of jobs is in this as well. Technology, I read an article the other day that they predicted technology is going to be the reason, with more automation through robotics that's taking you off the assembly line and what have you. So if you can't work and you got all these people unemployed, and then you think you're going to go to the government and file for some food stamps with Paul Ryan, if they had a way, you know, you're gonna be a day late and a dollar short. So prepare.
Yep. Please prepare. You know, this is why Raj put that AI stuff up today. And this is why Raj posted this. This is because we gotta start looking at this from our overall sustainability. What is threatening us? The same system that has threatened us in the past. It just came up with new automated ways to do it. It revolutionized the overall slave plantation. In the past, the slave plantation went to a piece of paper. Now it's gone to a gigabyte, if I said that right, or electrical impulse, or an algorithm, or a mouse in a keyboard. And that is, every time they revolutionize the new form of enslavement, it subjugates the people even more and even further. This is one, because the tentacles on this is so, so great. So we'd love to hear from you all. But before we do that, let me finish this some of this article. Very, very important. So it goes on, talked about that was a key thing when it said from the malls to the living room couch. That's what they always want you to do, is to sit on your living room couch and not do anything. Because when you do that, then that means you become dependent on what? The system. The reliability of food. Oh, we already did that one. Okay, so it picks up from there. After all, we have to eat and get more garbage bag. It is precisely as relative to the shipping outer lines. James Cook, a director of retail research at JLL, said of grocery business, for most of America, food is not purchased online. For most of America, food is not purchased online. Now groceries are everywhere, is the shows a little chart here. Dollar double down. The explosion of dollar stores in the U.S. has intensified the battle of discount shoppers, and it gives a graph there that you need to check out. All right, the article continues. We've got 1 minute. but we got to finish this before we go into the other half of the show. More food is sold in more places these days, with the pharmacies and the dollar stores looking to grocery stores to lure customers. Dollar General alone added more than 900 stores last year, ending 2016 with more than 13,000 locations. The change was generated roughly 75% of the revenue. Consumer items such as food, soap, paper towels is planning to open another 1,000 stores this year. CVS, which operates nearly 8,000 standalone locations, is betting on food to booster the store traffic. Like other pharmacies, where shoppers will traditionally visit to pick up deodorant along with a prescription, the chain has boasted its food offering to add more healthier snacks and grab-and-go options. Grocery prices are falling fast. See, this is the illusion. They fall fast before they rise even faster. We need to take advantage of that while we still have that opportunity. Listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to finish this and listen to a video. Then we're going to talk about Puerto Rico again from a different standpoint. And then we're going to put this all together, open up the phones, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I'm not on the board, so I won't be able to see if you call in, so please let me know once you unmute yourself by hitting star star. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, star. Where else do you get this type of information? Where else do you get it? It's right here on Tando Radio Show, right here on Black Talk Radio Network. This is what I love about you all and what I love about us and what we're doing. We're preparing ourselves so that we won't be adversely affected, but we'll be just the opposite, be able to seize on the opportunities that will be coming. So now I want to jump back into this article, because this article is very, very important. And the article picks up, free fall, a streak of food deflation not seen since the 1950s has shaken up the grocery industries. And now let me just say this. You always have deflation because the system hates deflation. It allows deflation only for a short period of time before it goes in a mad swing the other way. Then you have hyperinflation. And that's what destroys your overall capability from within the system. That's what destroys your dinner table. That's what destroys your quality of life. That's what destroys your standard of living. And that is what destroys you from being a prodigious saver and being able to have any form of legacy, financial, economic legacy that will turn into to generational prosperity. The article goes on. All this competition has come amidst a historical bout of food deflation. And as I said, food deflation, currency deflation always goes into hyperinflation. Precious metals deflation always goes into precious metals hyperinflation. So, grocers have engaged in a price war that has been on a, excuse me, for consumers while weighing down the corporate earnings. at these trends, at those trends, will only get more intense once Liddy opens its doors in the U.S., the company that has long battled rival German grocer Aldi. And I didn't know that Aldi was until I got to Texas. Now I'm starting to see, and I guess they are now in California, because usually they do California first, but, you know, one of the first places that corporations want to test their overall.
They've been in Charlotte
entrepreneurial development.
They've been in Charlotte for, I know, over 10 years.
Yeah, it was new to me, Scotty, until we relocated here. And that was the first time that I ever seen this these stores. But I guess now they're in California. So yeah, I guess they definitely made their strong. See, these companies have a projection of 20, 50, 100 years, 200 years in advance. We don't, and we have to start thinking that way. Let me tell you, the economically discerning always has a long-term projection. In long-term meaning, beyond their living years. Beyond their living years. So it goes on. Which has more than 1,600 U.S. stores and has spent the past couple of years preparing for Liddy's arrival by aggressively expanding to Southern California and spending $1.6 billion to spur up its locations. Yeah, this is where it was. It just started in SoCal probably since I left. Maybe they started just there. I just didn't see it as of yet. That has put pressure on Walmart and the dollar stores in the competition for budget-conscious shoppers. Walmart stores, which generate more than half of its revenue from groceries, has been working to improve its fresh food offering. And I noticed that myself, ladies and gentlemen. Take advantage of that. The retail giant low grocery prices have made things tough for Kroger Company, the largest supermarket chain in the U.S. Let me see how much more we got. Okay, because I want to get to this video. Okay, well, I'm gonna end it here. But listen, please read this video. I think you got the gist of what we're trying to say. I want to play this video that we have there about some of the things that's going on. Scotty, if you would, if you could just set it to the 11-second mark and let it run. It's like 11 minutes. I want you to hear this, and then we need to talk about what's really going on so that you could properly prepare. This is a complete setup, ladies and gentlemen. It's a complete setup. Remember, if you play by their rules, they will rule, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're giving the perfect plausible deniability excuses for what their true intention is. The true intention is to depopulate this planet and to subjugate it even more. And how do you do that, ladies and gentlemen? Is that you attack it by supply. Anyone has ever been on the battlefield or has been in the military or has strategized military tactics, supplies is one of the most important things. And what you always want to cut off is the command and control and the supplies. This is, you. No matter how big the army is, no matter how strong and how powerful the army is, if it's not able to resupply itself, it's dead in the water. So let's check out this YouTube video really quickly. It's the retail bubble has now burst. A record 8,640 stores are closing in 2017. This has everything to do with the overall drought and the famine that will be spreading across the U.S. Here we go. If once Scotty is ready, he'll play it. So,
the retail bubble has now burst. A record 8,640 stores are closing in 2017. By Tyler Durden. Thousands of new doors opened and rents soared. This created a bubble, and like housing, that bubble has now burst. Richard Hain, Urban Outfitters CEO, March 2017. The devastation in the U.S. retail sector is accelerating in 2017, and in addition to the surging number of brick-and-mortar retail bankruptcies, it is perhaps nowhere more obvious than in the soaring number of store closures. While the shuttering of retail stores has been a frequent topic on this website, most recently in the context of the Next Big Short, namely the ongoing deterioration in the mall rights and associated commercial mortgage-backed securities and CDS, Here is a stunning fact from Credit Suisse, barely a quarter into 2017, year-to-date retail store closings have already surpassed those of 2008. According to the Swiss bank's calculations, on a unit basis, approximately 2,880 store closings were announced YTD, more than twice as many closings as the 1,153 announced during the same period last year. Historically, roughly 60% of store closure announcements occur in the first 5 months of the year. By extrapolating the year-to-date announcements, CS estimates that there could be more than 8,640 store closings this year, which will be higher than the historical 2008 peak of approximately 6,200 store closings, which suggests that for brick-and-mortar stores the current transition period is far worse than the depth of the credit crisis depression. As the Wall Street Journal calculates, at least 10 retailers, including limited stores, electronics chain Gergan, sporting goods chain Gander Mountain, have filed for bankruptcy protection so far this year. That compares with 9 retailers that declared bankruptcy, with at least $50 million liabilities, for all of 2016. On Friday, women's apparel chain Bebe Store said it would close its remaining 170 shops and sell only online, while teen retailer Rue 21 Incorporated announced plans to close about 400 of its 1,100 locations. Broken down by retailer, either in bankruptcy or not yet. Another striking fact, on a square footage basis, approximately 49 million square feet of retail space has closed YTD. Should this pace persist by the end of the year, total square footage reductions could reach 147 million square feet, another all-time high, and surpassing the historical peak of 115 million in 2001. There are several key drivers behind the avalanche of liquidation signs on storefronts. The first is the glut of residual excess retail space. As the Wall Street Journal writes, the seeds of the industry's current turmoil date back nearly three decades, when retailers, in the throes of a consumer buying spree and flush with easy money, rushed to open new stores. The land grab wasn't unlike the housing boom that was also underway at that time. Thousands of new doors opened and rents soared, Richard Hayne, chief executive of Urban Outfitters Incorporated, told analysts last month. This created a bubble, and like housing, that bubble has now burst. The excess retail space means that North America has a glut of retail outlets, as well as far too many shopping malls, something which is becoming apparent as sales per capita decline. On a per capita basis, the U.S. has roughly 24 square feet of retail space per capita, more than twice the space of Australia and five times that of the U.K. The overstoring, including the influx of fast fashion and off-price chains, has resulted in a brutally competitive landscape that made difficult for retailers to raise prices. A pair of men's dress pants costs less today than they did a decade ago, Manny Chirico, chief executive of Calvin Klein and Tommy Hilfiger parent PVH Incorporated, said in a recent interview. Then there are retail rental rates, which across top U.S. markets, such as New York, remain the highest in the world. For years, retailers could afford the egregious demands by landlords. But as overall traffic and volumes have declined, this has also prompted an exodus of outlets even among the most desired locations, leading to a surge in first rent or lease signs popping up in unexpected places like Madison Avenue's Golden Mile. According to the FT, on New York's Fifth Avenue, the world's most expensive shopping street, vacancy rates have jumped from 10% a year ago to 16%, according to Cushman & Wakefield. Rents there have fallen for the first time since the recession, and the trend is not over, the consultancy warns. Vacancy rates across Soho have climbed to 18%, from 12% a year ago, according to Jones Lang LaSalle. The newfound caution among retailers has had a very significant and fast negative impact on retail property, says Chris Conlon, chief executive of Acadia Realty, a real estate investment trust. It is not just prestigious streets that have been hit. Malls are also hurting, as chains from Sears to Macy's shut hundreds of stores. Analysts at Green Street Advisors argue that low growth is the new normal, while market trends are becoming decoupled from tenants' revenue growth as more sales move online. Rents are at a price point now that exceeds what retail sales can perform, says Spencer Levy, global head of research for CBRE. He notes that a stronger U.S. dollar also hurts sales in New York, where deep-pocketed foreigners historically flock for deals. Then there is the online migration, which recently made Jeff Bezos, owner of Amazon, the world's second richest man. As the Wall Street Journal adds, as retailers rushed to expand their physical footprint, the internet was gearing up to do to apparel companies what it had already done to booksellers: sap profits and eliminate what little pricing power these chains commanded. Despite the view that shoppers prefer to try on clothing in physical stores, apparel and accessories are expected this year to overtake computers and consumer electronics as the largest e-commerce category as a percentage of total online sales, according to research firm eMarketer. Helena Colley, 37 years old, said she used to be a die-hard department store shopper. But with two small children, the Manhattan entrepreneur doesn't have time to visit physical stores the way she once did. "I buy much more online now," she said. "With free returns and free shipping, it's so easy." Ironically, that shift to online shopping has come at a high cost to retailers. It is less profitable to do business online than in a brick-and-mortar store, largely due to the higher shipping, customer acquisition and technology costs of the digital world. Retail margins on average fell to 9% last year from 10.5% in 2012, according to consulting firm AlixPartners LP. Over that period, e-commerce sales increased to 15.5% of total sales from 10.5%. The internet has also made it easier for consumers to comparison shop, thereby erasing any pricing leverage retailers may have had. "The internet has acted as the great price equalizer," said Joel Bynes, the co-head of Alex's retail practice. Yet while the retail bubble may have burst, does that mean the conventional brick-and-mortar industry is doomed? Perhaps not. Retailing has gone through shakeouts before, whether it was the superstore such as Walmart Stores Incorporated, Target Corporation and Kmart that killed mom-and-pop shops, or category killers like Barnes & Noble Incorporated and Toys R Us Incorporated that did the same to smaller booksellers and toy chains. And even today, there are chains that continue to grow, such as off-price retailer TJX Co.'s, which is opening hundreds of stores under its Marshalls, TJ Maxx and Home Goods banners, as it steals market share from Macy's Incorporated and other traditional department stores. "This is not the end of retailing as we know it," Mr. Bynes said. "People are not going to stop going to stores." He's right, however, in the meantime there will be an avalanche of defaults. Compounding the retail decline is the debt that retailers have added to their balance sheets in recent years, either through leveraged buyouts or to fund share buybacks. That leverage has become a problem as profits dry up. According to Moody's Investors Service, the amount of debt coming due for 19 distressed retailers is set to more than double over the next 2 years. Many retailers were slow to seize on the significance of these changes. When business was bad during the 2015 holiday season, many chains blamed unusually warm weather. But when the most recent holiday season once again failed to produce robust sales growth, retailers realized this was a structural change, Credit Suisse analyst Christian Buss said. "With all that in mind, is Amazon assured of becoming the world's first trillion-dollar stock, perhaps hitting the milestone even before Apple? Perhaps, then again, chains such as Walmart have stepped up their game. In a bid to better compete with Amazon.com, the giant retailer has been scooping up e-commerce startups, including Jet.com and ModCloth. And just this past week, PetSmart Incorporated bought Chewy.com, a fast-growing online rival. Others have given up waiting for a recovery that seems always out of reach and are settling into what appears to be the new normal. We're planning as if the environment is not going to improve," Jerry Stork, chief executive of Saks Fifth Avenue and Lord & Taylor parent Hudson's Bay Co., told analysts earlier this month. "In the meantime, expect more store closures, more bankruptcies. Recall, according to Fitch, these 8 retailers will file for bankruptcy next, and, of course, far lower asset prices, both for retail equities and mall rights, as well as the underlying CMBS securities that for years funded the U.S. retail, and especially mall, bubble, which has now violently burst.
Please like us and share with your...
Okay. Very, very important. Wanted to play that so that you can get an idea of how bad this really is. And let me tell you what's, in my opinion, what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the wealth transfer happening. One of the things, one of the tactics that you use in business, and this isn't a the corporations fighting against themselves. This is actually a blatant attack, a clandestine attack against you. One of the things that you do in any type of warfare is that you starve your enemy. You starve your opponent. And that's exactly what's happening. Now, with this retail crash and with this resale depression that is going to happen, even before the market, even before everything else, these are the symptoms and these are the indications that what is coming is going to be great. Here's what is happening, is that the U.S. is in complete receivership. You will notice more and more and more foreign countries that will be coming in, particularly foreign countries that the U.S. owes their debt to. And they're going to be buying up the overall real estate and the overall the retail businesses, and they're going to bring it back. But they're going to bring it back when they control it. How do you do that? First, you cause for that overall. You never buy something that a seller is asking the wrong when they're asking the highest price. The key to defeating them is to make them go into a fire sale where they lose what they own. So what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen, and we really should be looking at this is. This is the reason why you should be preparing is that they are going to drive all of these businesses out of business. And what does that mean? What does that mean? The just-in-time delivery system will not be there at all. Means you won't have access to things that you usually have access to. Or if you do, you're going to have to drive way across somewhere else to get it, and it's going to be much more expensive because it collapses here. Right now is the best time for you to be preparing while we're in the deflationary period. Timing is everything. Realizing what it is that's being set up for the future. Remember, you're supposed to prepare for the famine in the plenty, in the years of the plenty. We are going through a facade of the plenty. Do not base it, do not consume worthless items. Acquire assets now. Did you hear what they said about preparedness? Food items is one of the largest selling items that they have now. Utilize it because it's going to be shut off at an appropriate time. And when it shuts off, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully you have stored up to withstand the drought and the famine. Those that prepare generally do. Because in my opinion, what's going to happen is that they are going to continue to... excuse me, sorry about that. They're going to continue to drive down the retail sector into a full-blown collapse. And everything will be closed. And then the online stuff will be everything. And everybody will love it until all of a sudden you go online one day and you see DNS. Now what you need, you don't have. And since we've been on our couches for so long, we don't know how to acquire the things that we need, nor do we have the tools. Because let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, about surviving economic collapses. There may be no jobs, but there's plenty of work to do. And if you don't know how to work, you don't have the tools that will be necessary for what you need, do you think that they're going to make it readily available for you to endure? No. They got you right where they want it. It's just like, you know, a deer hunter, a hog hunter. There are certain traps that you lay for catching hogs. There are certain traps you lay for catching deer. There are certain traps you lay for catching people. And here's one of the great ones that's unfolding right in front of us. And these store closings are going to be ghost towns. And what is the overall price per square footage for those spaces going to be? Virtually nothing at all. And this is where you have someone else come in and purchase at the fire sale.
Hey, Dave, there's a real estate company a couple of real estate companies that's been buying up property. Guess who they are?
Let me guess. The Chinese.
Nope. The Geo Group and Core Civic, private prison companies, have been, a lot of people don't know that they are incorporated as real estate companies. A lot of people don't know that. Another word for real estate is what? Chattel property.
Chattel.
Guess who else is referred to as chattel? Slaves. Chattel slavery.
People are, yes.
Exactly.
The term real estate came about from real estate. You have an estate that's real, meaning real people.
So
that's where real estate came from.
Where I'm getting at, Dave, is what I could see coming down the road again. If the government, this current government or corporation board members Senator Paul Ryan had their way and cut the social safety net, people losing their jobs cause of what you're saying is coming, what the evidence suggests, what these other analysts are saying. People without jobs and you can't get any kind of help from anyone else, what are you going to do? You're going to commit crimes survival. So that's all I wanted to put out there, Dave.
It's all a setup. And one of the reasons why they're buying up so much real estate is because their overall business is going to be expanding. And guess what their real estate business is going to be? The new prisons are going to be manufacturing hubs, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be factories. Many people will be sentenced to factories. Hard labor.
Dave, matter of fact,
this setup is brutal.
Matter of fact, I was talking, it might have been on Mind, Body, and Spirit Wednesday night, and I think she just said it casually. I can't remember who said it, but they said that in their neighborhood or in their city where they live, that they have been using empty malls and schools to house so-called illegal immigrants.
Yep. And all of that is going to be used to further subjugate and move the overall paradigm of enslavement. This is where we are. We got a caller that's in queue. I can see the board. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show, area code 215. What is your name and where you coming from, calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Good afternoon, Brother Dave, Brother Scotty. My name is Seymour. I'm over here in San Diego.
What's up, Seymour? How you doing, brother?
Doing well, man. Trying to catch what I can while I'm at work and, you know, listening to the show heavy as usual. But as soon as you just pointed out, you know, on today's topic, you just pointed out the fact that factories could be the new,
prisons?
Basically people will be prisons. They'll be working in the factories. You always say, you know, they'll tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And I know neither you nor Scotty watch TV too much, but there's a TV series on Netflix called Black, I can't even draw the blank right now. What is it called? It's called Black. It escapes me at the moment. But basically,
is it Black Mirror? Black Mirror.
Thank you, Black Mirror. Yes. Okay. So the series is Black Mirror. But you remember the episode? I think it was like a million credits or like 1,000 credits, where the black guy was trying to earn. He just kept riding that dumb little bike on the little game, and he kept earning food credits and stuff like that. What's so different? I don't know. Food for thought. Again, I appreciate you, and I'll mute my line.
Much love, much respect, my man Seymour. Yes. You know, predictive programming. Absolutely predictive programming. I've never heard of Black Mirror at all. Well, and I'm not really one because I don't watch a lot of TV and do that. So I'm not up on that. But Seymour, you're absolutely right. Predictive programming. They will always tell you what they're going to do, because there's a spirit behind that, and that spirit is they're trying to get you to always surrender to them. Because if you don't surrender to them, then that means that you'll be in opposition to them, and you won't give energy to their objectives. So very important. So very important. So these are the things that we're going to be going through. Listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. When we come back, I want to play just one more video, and then we got to put this all together and talk about some things before we get out of here. Much love, much respect. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation next video, we got a caller in queue that we're going to go to. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Caller with area code 312. You're on air. What is your question or comment? What is your name? And you're live. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. How's it going? It's Mayhem.
What's up, Mayhem? How you feeling, brother?
Pretty good. I just want to chime on your topic. Remember the last time I talked to you when I was telling you about this down in Indiana, a chain grocery store in Marsh? That I had a feeling they were going to fold up.
Yes.
So they folding up. They are folding up.
Yep.
They're closing their stores. Eventually going to close all their stores. and most of them are in lower. Well, the higher end are in white neighborhoods, but majority of them are in lower neighborhoods that they closed up. And they in my food desert. But on the black side, the government is coming in and wants somehow trying to give. And I'm kind of weary of that. And y'all was talking about Aldi's. I knew somebody who worked at, we got a couple of chains of Aldi's down here. They said you got to kind of check their meat because they feel that meat wasn't real.
Brother Mayhem, I'm glad you said, because it's so true. So much that you need to check in today.
They were saying that.
I didn't want to cut you off.
Yeah, they were saying that about the one in Charlotte as well, about the meat. I heard the same thing.
Yeah, I heard that here as well, Mayhem. So you see the setup, y'all. This is all a part of the program. Go ahead, Mayhem. Then hold on, Brother Braggs. We're gonna come to you right after this.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get off.
No, you're fine, brother. You're fine, Mayhem.
Yeah, this is my personal feeling. I don't mess with Aldi's, man. It has this low vibration spirit in it. You know, when people...
Mayhem, you my brother. Mayhem, I picked up the exact same thing.
When people are color going to stores, you seen yourself, something always happened to them. So, you know, I tell my wife and my family, don't even go in Walmart. I don't mess with them.
I agree. Great, great call. As always, Mayhem, keep an eye out on what's going on. I think this show, please tell your friends and family to listen to this show if they've never listened to anything on Tando before. This is a very, very important show because of what is going on. And we got to start getting prepared for this stuff. This is the setup. This is how you bring about a way to have a plague. We're about to go through a great plague. And that great plague is going to depopulate the planet so that it can be under controllable measures for the overall system. And that's just what I'm seeing. That's what the evidence that substantiates and validates. And they tell you that that's their agenda from the vaccinations and everything else. You put it all together and you realize that you are constantly being attacked. We got another caller in queue. Is my man, Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg. Sorry I missed your call today, man. I was running around so much trying to get back, so I missed it, but we're going to catch up. Go ahead, Brother Bragg.
Hey, I just wanted to say this, Dad. First, there were the guilds. That's what you had to be in to operate in Europe before they came here. It was the guilds. They went from guilds when they came to America. They went into the plantation. Now, from the plantation, they go into the corporation. The corporation is an entity of such that can move through time and space because unlike individuals expire, their time is finite, but a corporation can go through centuries by change of ownership with a president at the head. So you got to understand what you're dealing with. You're dealing with governments, municipalities. Most people won't say it, but I'm gonna have to put it out there just like that. So you're fighting straight up DC. Last night you guys were talking about the District of Columbia. The District of Columbia and Puerto Rico are connected. D.C. is the capital of all corporations all over the world. That's the capital of corporations. I just wanted to interject that. I also wanted to say, here where I live, they're closing down all these Ultra stores. Now, this is one of the biggest markets in the melanated neighborhoods that have somewhat decent food. They're closing them down systematically. Not only them, all mom-and-pop stores got wiped out by... Sam's Club and Walmart. We got Walmart that opened up, ran out all the mom and pops. Once all the mom and pops were gone, then the Walmart changed the location, moved about 20 blocks in the other direction. When they move in there, then all the other businesses there go out. So they killed a bunch of these malls. And where I live also, the car industry. They're not selling these cars. I don't know where they stash them. I saw a couple of years ago they had cars floating on barges. I don't know where they're putting them now. But they have all this inventory that's not being sold. So Something is amiss, just like Dave is telling you. He's right on point, no doubt. You got to really pay attention when you're talking about low vibration food. If you see any food with a four in it, don't buy that food. That's a GMO product, far as I'm concerned. I don't deal with anything that got a four in it. And when they start to force us to go to certain suppliers, I don't like that either. Because see, you got to have a choice. When they can force you to go to a certain supplier, then they can control the inventory or that supplier. So that means they can control the quality of what you get, whether it be good or bad. I'm a conspiracy theorist, so that's what I am. That's how I roll. All right, Dave, I don't want to rub my mouth too much. Please, man. Thank you. Hello?
Dave, we can't hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. I had cut it off. Sorry about that. I cut it off. Brother Braggs, no, you were spot on. And I appreciate you so, because we're going to talk about Puerto Rico. And I'm sorry I put it on mute because I had a cough and I didn't want to interrupt what you were saying. And what we're looking at is the anatomy of controlling and subjugating and enslaving people. It's a process.
And when Brother Braggs broke it down, how the guilds and then the corporations and why the corporation is able to have the overall objective for centuries and hundreds of years, regardless of the people that actually serve and worship that corporation. How many people do you know that serve and worship their overall corporation, their good government job, their good corporate, and they absolutely worship the entity? This is how they become long-standing and how they're able to change things up in times, because they know that the people that they have, their human resource or their real estate, won't be here as long as they will. And they keep repeating these things over and over and over again. This is why the study of history is so important, with a discerning spirit. Because when history lies, your discerning spirit knows that it is far from the truth, and it will guide you towards it. Very, very important. So if you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I don't think that we'll have time to do this. We're probably going to have to do a part three to this. If you'd like to get in on this conversation, what are you noticing where you are? I'm going to tell you what you're noticing. You're starting to see so many people, and don't be mad at me, y'all. I get so upset, and I totally tune people out where I no longer even respond to it. When people say, when we're going to see the signs of the collapse that you talked about, David, are you really that blind? And then I'm like, no. I'm going to tell you what, sometimes, no, they're not just blind. They're dumb. And I'm talking about the dumb that they can't hear, they can't see, because they don't want to. And I always respond to it, you'll probably never be affected by it, so don't worry about it. And then they say, oh, okay, cool. They're happy. It is amazing. But if you just look around, next time you drive around, when you leave your home or where you stay, your place, when you leave your kingdom and you go off into the wilds of this world, look at and take a survey of what's really going on. And if you're in a good area, really survey it. Look at it. You'll notice it even there. And then look at your surrounding areas. What are you seeing? I'll tell you what you're seeing. You're seeing a methodical disinvestment in the United States for it to be the untied states of America. The overall states will try to get away from America and away from the other states that are going to be more adversely affected. Puerto Rico is just the start of the economic collapse. It is not the end. Illinois, California, New York, the list goes on and on about the overall economic woes of the states. And this is all purposely being engineered. It doesn't have to be this way. It is only this way because it's the choice of those that control. Oil is used to control nations, and resources are used to control people. They are taking the resources away from you so that they can control you. This is where we are, and is going to continue to further embed itself. And now is the time for you to acquire the things that you need in order to seize on the opportunity. It's not even a matter of surviving this anymore. It's a matter of seizing the opportunities that will be coming about. You have to be in position to do that. Very, very important. The collective prudence, the opportunity for collective prudence is going to be great. There are some of us that have intrinsical values of carpentry and this and of that and of dentistry and this and that. Those individuals will be greatly sought after, but they don't have the other things that are so necessary to have. You may have that, and this is where a real true community could come together and establish some sovereign self-determining direction. at the moment of severe crisis. It is the choice to sovereignty that we've always had. I don't ever want to be free. A free man is always attached to a clause, is always attached to a promise that has always been broken and will always be broken. Sovereignty is a choice of the living. Your choice is always to be sovereign, self-determining, and in using the unalienable abilities that you have. That choice is yours. Your absolute and primary rights supersede anything that man can ever write in a document. And that is always something that you have to maintain. And the maintaining of it is never easy. It's always work. But it can be a beautiful work. It can be a life-changing work. Many people think that we prepare because we're scared. No, it's just the opposite. We're not scared because we're prepared. We don't resonate that way. And in not resonating that way, it doesn't matter what really happens. We'll have a sound, self-determining response to it in accordance to how we want to respond to it and to set up the next set of events that will happen to us. That's a position of power. That's the mind, and that's the determination of a warrior. And that's who you are. So have you noticed? Just think about where you are. When all of the stores around you close, then you're going to see the gas stations closing. How are you going to get to the areas, the few areas that will have food, that will have the essential staple items? And this is the importance of that. What seeds will you have to sow if you wait until there's no place to go? None. You've noticed that they've destroyed and closed all the bookstores. Why? Because that's your access to information to be sovereign and self-determined, where you can do for yourself. They closed all the bookstores. It's one of the first things in conquering the people. Remove the history and the literature. Not only the literature of the lies, but you remove the literature of how to do things, how to think for yourself, how to apply something that's beneficial to you instead of you begging for something that's a benefit to someone else. So, if you'd like to get in on the conversation before we get out of here, we're going to end out just a little early today, well, pretty much right on time. Would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. These are the reasons why you need to be prepared. Think about how far is going to require you to go to get the things that you need. They've already, in so many instances throughout this whole nation, they've divested themselves within our community, and all of the resources are really outside of the community, and the limited resources that are there are going to be gone in the twinkling of an eye. Now, just imagine when everything goes online, the hackers will have their way. The cyber attacks will mean so much more. And it will be so prevalent that it will become the sore and the wound of many. So now's the time in right now in this deflation, this deflationary period that we have, we need to have the discipline to acquire those things and to be able to leverage the knowledge of how to do things is just as important as having different tools and assets. Know as much as you possibly can from everything. Don't waste your time, your energy, in frivolous things of entertainment and comfortable things. Now's the time for you to sweat. Get down and do things so that you will know. You won't have faith in anything. You will be relying on what you know. That is a position of advantage. So I just want to say to you all, sincerely, sincerely, thank you for listening to Tando Radio Show. Definitely share this with people that you know that this would be good soil, seed this into good soil, so that they themselves can be a part of your overall preparedness group, establish their own preparedness groups. But you, first and foremost, all of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, continue to do what you already know is so important. This is why you're here. We don't do things because it was popular. Because if it was popular, we would be doing other things. We do this because our overall resonating spirit in our ancestral eternity is telling us, you'll be fine. This is what you need to do. And you're going to do more than just make it through. You will actually have something to give in prosperity and establish our real culture of who we truly are. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And until then, remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Bragg, if you would you chime us out, brother?
Yes, sir. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We slice it. Hey.
Slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid.